Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 68. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And Ben, where did you come from?
From your blood. Actually, on second thought, that sounds kind of gross. So
it sounds weird, but funny.
Yeah. All because we thought that that is a much better explanation of midichlorians in the prequel Star Wars movies.
It is, and it is, because I don't understand, man. He had something we all believed in. We were just willing to take it face value. This is the Force. It is magic. Jedis can wield it, so can Sith. But, yeah. And we all went, okay!
Yeah, well, okay. Picture this. Instead of, what are midichlorians? It's, Mr. Qui-Gon, where do midichlorians come from? And he says, watch this, Annie. And he pulls out a little data pad and then pushes play, and all of a sudden, it's, Mr. DNA! Yeah,
that would have been better.
It would have. I would like to see that episode.
Into his Gillette sensor lady razor?
Isn't that great? I love practical props for the Star Wars movies because they're like, you never know what it is because it could be anything. And the fact that I actually recognized that it was a Gillette ladies razor, and I'm like, oh, that totally looks like a Gillette ladies razor. And then all of a sudden I see the behind the scenes and it's a Gillette ladies razor. I'm like, yeah,
I know. I was
make
like,
me one of those.
That looks familiar. Why is he talking into my razor?
Well, he's trying to figure out how to actually shave.
Yeah. Looks like he hasn't seen one in a while. Anyways, Ben, how have you been?
I have been really, really itchy.
Shaving problems?
No, actually, medication allergy problems gave me hives. Had to figure out what was going on. And
your medication gave you hives?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. As you know, but our listeners might not, I'm lactose intolerant, meaning
yes,
all the things that are wonderful and great in this world, I can't eat, except for bacon. Mm-hmm. So in order to help me with that, I take what's known as lactate. It's lactase, you know, the enzyme that actually helps you digest lactose. So I took some of that, and it was like kind of an old packaging, and it was chewable, and I hate the chewable kind, but whatever. So I ended up having an allergic reaction to that, because
Flintstones kids, right?
10 million strong and growing. But no, because I can't take certain medications, and I always thought it was an allergy to that type of medication. So I break out in like some itchy hives on my hands and stuff like that. So I'm trying to live through it, and then finally, Sunday morning hits, and I wake up after only getting like 3 hours of sleep, and I can't stop scratching my hands. So finally, I get out of bed, drive to Walgreens, pick up some Benadryl and some anti-itching cream, get home, pop two Benadryl, put some cream on, and I'm like, okay. Then I tried to go back to sleep. Then later on, the hives start breaking up even more up my arms, and so I'm like, oh, crap. So, you know, I take
Ben
Benadryl.
Ben is in our blood, guys.
Yeah. So I take some more Benadryl. And then eventually, like, my entire body is just covered and I'm itching all over. And it is the most horrible thing ever. And so, you know, I continue to try to take the Benadryl for the antihistamine to stop it. And, you know, it kind of fluctuates, comes and goes and everything until finally I realize that I'm allergic to Benadryl as well.
Oh my God, no way.
So I'm taking the Benadryl to stop the itching, and guess what? It keeps happening. So I am so far on a week off of it, and it's just slowly dying down and going away. Like, I don't have giant hives anymore, but I have little dots that itch now and then and stuff, so it sucks. But long story short, it turns out that it's one of the filler non-active ingredients that I'm allergic to, because I cross-reference that with some of the other medications that I'm allergic to, that the same thing happens. So now I know, and as they say, knowing is half the battle.
Go, Joe.
The other half is violence.
Yes, it is.
So
because you got to know where to apply said violence.
Yes, exactly. And for me, it is on drug companies who like to use iodine in as a filler agent.
Whoa, you're allergic to iodine?
Only when ingested, because when I've given blood and they put it on my arm,
salt
swabby,
is iodized.
No, that's not iodine. I'm talking about the chemical, the, you know, periodic table.
Straight up. Yeah, salt has iodine in it.
Okay, well, then it's the type that they put in medication, because it's not pure iodine. It starts with a P, but if you look it up, it's like...
It's not pure iodine, but it starts with a P, ironically like pure iodine. So
that is yes. But anyways, that's what's been going on with me physically and everything. Gaming wise, you'll never guess what I tried to do.
Did you try to beat something, Ben?
No.
Oh, well then.
Okay, so on Azeroth Roundtable, we talked a whole lot about story on the last episode. It was actually a really good. I highly recommend it just because we had Mick Montgomery on and he had this good idea and we kind of, you know, brainstormed a little bit and grew it into this giant thing. And it sounded
And listen to Ben's giant thing on Azeroth Roundtable.
No, it's Mick's giant thing.
Oh, okay.
But we talked about how SWTOR is, if you have a subscription, it's like that now where you can just play just the main storyline for the game, which is the only thing that I was actually interested in that game. So I was going to try to log back into it, download it and get back in and, you know, just kind of get everything set up so that after my move, I can, you know, if I've got an extra $15, throw it at the game, just finish the stories out that I had and then just be good with it. It is a pain to try to get anything done in that because I had an authenticator tied to it, but it was on my old phone and I can't change my password to remove the authenticator because I don't know what my password is and I need the authenticator in order to reset my password. So I got to call them at some point, but it's been turned into such a hassle that I'm probably not going to.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like,
that sucks.
Yeah. Granted, I bought this game a long time ago and I gave them a lot of money, but I'm not going to jump through hoops to play it. Even if it's like a 15-minute phone call, I'm like, it's not worth it. I don't care. But what I have been doing is a lot of WoW stuff.
A lot of WoW stuff.
Oh, yeah. I can almost fly in Draenor. They just need to implement it. Then I can fly.
Yeah, I've been working on that too, because I'm not going to be that person who drags everybody down by not flying, even though I don't want to fly.
Aludra.
Yes.
I have a 2-person flying mount, so I could take you places.
Yeah, but I don't want to assume that everybody would be more than happy to take lazy old me to places. And well, it's irritating because I haven't done all my garrison mission things in the garrison hut, like those dailies. I have two I'm waiting for.
Oh. Yes. Well, let me put it this way. I just said that I would fly you, so...
So we got, like, dozens of listeners to keep you honest.
Yeah, I will fly you.
Awesome.
Totally. When we go to fight that wolf, I'll meet you outside the garrison. You just hop on my rocket and we just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. What else have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Let me see. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy Heavensward, the new expansion that came out. And, let me just tell you guys something. If you're in for a happy story where happy-go-lucky things happen to you, this is not the game to be playing, as apparently not only do they kick you and then steal your puppy and then kick your puppy, they then kick your puppy in your face and kick you again while you're down emotionally. And because
then they shoot the puppy, right?
Oh, no, I hope not. Don't shoot my puppy, please. Well, the expansion itself did not exactly end on a high note. The base game did not exactly end on a high note for you and your character. But then, just as you're turning things around, of course, they gotta remind you, hey, people suck. And they do mean things. And yeah, there was this whole little match girl thing going on while I was depressed over the main story. And it was just like, wow, guys, just thanks for that. So now I'm like afraid of giving people soup because the soup might be poisoned. And because that's just pretty much, you know, you think you're doing something nice and then boom, whack. Nope. And it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to stand here and not do anything and hope the bad things stop. Let's see. Other than that and being all sad, I've been doing WoW things. Like I said, I've been working on flying because I'm not going to be the holdout. But now I may not have to. Ha ha. And then let's see. I've been playing more Fallout 3 again because... When you're sad about your super fantasy pretty cat girl undergoing trauma, what do? You shoot things in the face and make the faces explode.
In the face.
In the face. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm kind of in a weird place gaming-wise, I guess. Yep. So that's pretty much what's going on with me.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I beat Fallout 3 already just before the expansion came out for Heavensward.
Good.
So I was, like, really pleased with that, and now I can't find my guy for the life of me. My follower? I had him following me, and now I can't find him. I am looking everywhere for this guy.
Did you have the big super mutant dude?
No, I didn't. I freed that undead guy from the underworld.
Oh, okay.
And I've been running around with him because he actually knows how to throw a grenade properly, it turns out, which is just a blessing. So, yeah, while I was running around and he was throwing grenades very well, I might add, I beat the game. And I didn't realize the game ended that quickly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well.
So make your choice and boom, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I did the thing and then I woke up after the game ended. Because I got that super great all-in-one pack that really cheap on Steam. Yeah, so I have all the things. I wake up, and so I can't find my guy in the hospital room. So I'm like, oh, okay, he must be upstairs in the bar because that's a spawn point. Nope. So then I'm like, okay, big guy, big super mutant, come with me. He's like, I would, but your current follower wouldn't like that. I'm like, what follower? I see empty space all around me. And then...
You're just going to have to go over the entire wasteland trying to find him.
There's got to be a console command. Port so-and-so to me, because...
There's got to be.
Yeah. It is obnoxious.
Okay.
I'm looking every... I'm standing still for days waiting for this guy to show up. Checking in every hour on the hour. Nothing. No dice. No way.
Okay. So, before that first patch happened...
Mm-hmm.
You get to the very end, and you know how you have to make a choice?
Yeah.
And by the way, if I minorly spoil this, trust me, the end of the game is not, if I spoil it, who cares? But I'm going to try not to. But if you're smart enough to figure out, turn your brain off for a second. So I got there with the giant super mutant dude as my follower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you know, you have to make the choice. It's you send dude or you, right?
Yeah, so yeah, like, one of you's got to do it.
But guess what? I had an option for my giant super mutant follower guy, who he's perfect for that, right?
Yeah.
Before the patch, they wouldn't let you because it's something that you had to do yourself.
It's funny because I saw it both ways. I did it once with sending the guy in,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I don't like that ending. I'll do it myself. Yeah. Well,
it's even worse if you send the super mutant dude in there, because then it's all like, instead of the ending of like, you know, you sacrifice yourself, blah, blah, blah. It's all like, yeah, you send someone else in to do the dirty work. It's like, it's the most logical thing to do.
No, that's exactly it. And they were like, you've cleared the path for the true hero. I'm like, true hero? I bought this guy. True hero. I didn't clear. Nope. Not gonna do it.
But seriously, for me, true hero is, hey, you know what? No one died. Dude went in. Everything's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, he's fine. He's comfortable. Thinks it's a little warm, but might need a slight breeze. Yeah, but hey, like, whatever.
Hey guys, it's cool in here. Look, I could do a merry jig.
Yeah. I sent my guy in. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, then I got the updated version. I tried to send him in. It's like, okay, fine, whatever. And I'm just like,
I'm using my head.
Why would I be like, step aside, person who will survive this. I'm going to take care of it. It's like, no. Okay. Anyways.
Stand aside, all. I feel like being a martyr today.
Exactly. Free me. Avenge me.
Avenge me, guy I bought.
Exactly. So
yeah, no,
that's my gripe with that game. It's a great game. Everybody should play it though.
Yes, it is. And I've never played a Fallout game before this. So yeah, came out and raid that I had never played, and boom, I get a gift. It's like, hey, I should mention more games I've never played.
I should do that as well.
Nah, it's cool, but it was on super sale. Otherwise, I wouldn't have accepted it. All right, so let's talk about the game we're really here to talk about.
Yeah.
Because this is not Fallout Cast.
No.
Because I'm sure they have those.
Although we'd have some really cool like 30s music in there as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm burning a copy of that for my father-in-law. Anyway, let's talk World of Warcraft Pet Battling News.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor. Boy, howdy.
Yeah, the laughter here is because we had more to say about Fallout than Blizzard had to say about pet battles. But it's okay, because Blizzard's giving us a... Oh, Ben's part.
You can do that because I found another part.
Oh, no, it's colored for you.
Okay, well, fine, I'll do that then.
Yeah. Ben, color
no, I got a message from Alessandra on the PTR. There are three rares that are in the uninstanced version of Heimal that you can kill to get different pets.
Ooh.
But PTR, so I'm not going to hold it right now, because since the PTR just hit, we have no idea what's going on with this.
But, yeah, exactly. But that's neat. Look out for it, all you PTR players. Let us know if they change it from now till live, because I've got a bad memory for this sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are in the PTR looking for something to do, head over to the uninstanced version of Heimal. Go see Ruck, Doug, Guck, and Pug. They each have a chance to drop different crystals. Like I said, who knows what's going to happen with that, if it's going to be in the game, if they're moving them. But breaking news is what we just heard. So
wow, breaking news. Like, don't break my drink. Yeah. All right, so then I will read blue. Blizzard is giving us a whole new pet with StarCraft II Legacy of the Void Collector's Edition, both the digital and the physical box. If you are a StarCraft playing Warcraft pet lover, make sure you pick up one of these collector's editions, because they have a mini Archeron pet, as well as things for Diablo, which does have kind of pets, so okay, nod to Diablo. Hearthstone, which has no pets, so we frown at it. And,
Hey, I like that.
That there's no pets in Hearthstone?
No, I like Hearthstone. Oh, wait. Yeah, but I'm thinking Heroes of the Storm. No, I don't like Hearthstone. Never mind.
And Heroes of the Storm, where you get a hoverboard, because hoverboard.
Yeah.
Still no pets in Heroes of the Storm, so meh. Or you could be crazy like Ben and just buy it because pets.
Yeah, I have the collector's edition of Wings of Liberty and of Legacy of the Void, or not Legacy of the Void, I will have that. But the other one, Heart of the Swarm?
Heart of the Swarm.
Yeah. I
know, because it's HOTS, because exactly. Blizzard love HOTS.
Yes, exactly. But I haven't played them yet. It's on my list of things I need to do. And there's a very good chance that I might be doing that soon, since I don't have much to do in WoW at the moment, because I now have flying once they add it in there.
But, very nice.
Yes. The crazy thing about pets and Heroes of the Storm, though, is Eludra, do you have some news?
Yes, I do. I got my Graves pet from Heroes of the Storm.
Yay.
Believe it or not, not only is it taking me this long to do it, but I've never gotten so high in level before.
Yay.
Like, ever.
Yay. Yeah.
So, at Battle Pets, there's one word for me, not you listeners, but me. It's Slacker.
Slacker.
Because I don't play every night after raid.
I just might have to find Principal Strickland for that part of the show.
Nice.
Yeah. If you want to talk about getting stuff, though, oh my gosh, Eludra, I have fantastic news.
Oh, I love fantastic news. Fantastic news is fantastic.
I saved up 500 pet charms, and I got myself one of those pet mirrors.
Ooh. Was it worth it?
Yes and no.
Oh, God, what?
So the yes part is, I look like a pet, and it's awesome, and I love it, and it's so cute, and I'm all like, look, I'm a little Frostwolf pup, or I'm a grass-stained one, or I'm a purple one. I've pretty much used it for that. Although in Raid, I think I'm going to be using it on Egbert, and then I'm just going to run around a whole lot, and then make people think that it's actually Egbert, and then I'm going to pull the boss, because they're used to him not pulling the boss.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. Our Raid leaders don't listen.
Like me. I'm a raid leader.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm saying Tets doesn't listen. Then you're totally going to have a free pass on this.
I'll just watch. He listens. But then again, this won't be edited and up before raid. So, yeah, we'll be good. So, sweet. Yes, I'm going to do that. So that's really cool, and it's a lot of fun, and it's neat. You know, I love stupid little stuff like that. Like in Mists of Pandaria, I went to the little panda and, you know, pet and loved and hugged it a whole lot so I can get the bamboo shoots so I could turn into a panda and cast spells and do stuff. And it's really neat because, hey, look, it's a little panda who's raining fiery death everywhere.
Oh.
So first thing I do with this, I turn into a frost wolf pup. I'm all like, look at me, I'm a frost wolf pup. I need to see what he looks like doing burning speed running over there. And then I hit anything and immediately I turn back into myself.
Oh, that's not fun.
It's got like an hour cooldown on it.
That's less fun.
Yeah, so I turned into this really great thing and I can't do anything. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's just that. I used it on my monk during something and I hit one thing and guess what? Turn back. There are so many different polymorph effects, you know, like especially the different costumes from the toy box and everything like that, that you can still continue doing stuff. I've seen the little panda figure, you know, with the bamboo shoots. I've cast many spells as a little panda. So why doesn't this work? I don't know if it's a bug, if it's working as intended or what, but what's the point of turning into one of these things if you can't do anything as it?
Yeah, that's not fun.
No. So I'm a little bummed about that. But you know what? What are you going to do? I have all the stuff that the vendor sells. So it's cool. You know, I don't have to obsessively do my pet battle dailies every day. Although I'm still kind of doing that just to level pets because it's, you know, a lot easier than running out in the world and doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what is insanely easy to do?
Sit here.
That is one thing you can do, but you can actually do this while you sit there. You can go to Doghouse Systems and build yourself a new computer.
Ooh.
It is very easy to do. Go to the website. They have many different models to choose from. You click just a standard one, then you can customize it. You can put in the biggest, bestest, top of the line stuff in it, or scale it back. If you like what they have, but you want to modify a little bit, you just click a little bit here, click a little bit there, and guess what? You'll get an exceptional gaming PC that can have our logo on it or not, whatever you want to do. Go to DoghouseSystems.com, put in BattlePets as a promo code, and you'll get double the memory for free for one of the best gaming PCs out there.
But Ben, I want to support the show, but my computer already kicks butt. What now?
Well, gosh, if there was only some way that you could just feel all warm and comfortable and wrapped up in the goodness that is the show.
You're saying we have blankets?
Close. We have t-shirts. That's right. Head over to slashloot.com, click on podcast, and look for the Battle Pets t-shirt. It's official. We're on a shirt, folks. We're on a shirt.
I know, and it's a good shirt, too. I like the shirt because our logo is pretty awesome.
Yep, and even more so, it's nice and comfy. I've got one, and I love wearing it because I represent Battle Pets, and you can too. /loot.com. That sounded slightly professional.
Slightly.
Yeah. But let's move on to boss battles!
Yay, boss battles!
Round one, fight! Boss battles.
Boss battles, in case you don't know it, is where we go out and fight a boss.
In our garrison.
Yeah, I was going to say, this time we're not going very far because we're just heading out to the garrison.
No, but this one seems to be looking specifically for you. It is the Beaconator. It looks like a good old Toucan Sam, but you know what? If you're not careful, it might ask for your cloak, your boots, and your epic flying mount. I'm having a little too much fun with that. So, the Beaconator has three abilities. The first one is Alpha Strike. This is when the Beaconator will boldly attack, dealing flying damage, plus an additional amount of flying damage if it attacks first. You're nodding a whole lot.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Because the next ability is Wind Up! On the first use of Wind Up, the Beaconator's damage dealt is increased by 10%. On the second use, the Beaconator will unleash a flurry of attacks, dealing mechanical damage. So I have to nod so that I can do the Wind Up move. Ooh,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Touch of Animus.
disability. You can see what I did.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty happy with it, though. But touch of animus. This ability deals mechanical damage and plagues your pet for 2 rounds. While plagued, if the Beaconator hits your pet, the crazy bird will be healed. So, yeah.
And for those of us who didn't understand that, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey. And my Arnold isn't that bad. They can't understand him. But no, I just, no. Believe it or not, I just put 2 and 2 together. So it's the Beaconator, but he has like 2 mechanical moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's a robot.
Yes, Ben.
He's trying to kill your pet before
he's
it
come
can.
From...
Yeah. Before it can grow up and become the leader of the pet army. He's actually from, like, 5 expansions in the future.
Probably. That makes all the birds now in this expansion even more creepy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, Blizzard. Just wow.
But you do have to defeat him because it cannot self-terminate.
Yep, that's right.
He still shows up as a bird, though, because, you know, he looks like a normal bird. He has, you know, skin and feathers on the outside, because otherwise he can't travel back in time, because the time portal doesn't work like that. So, because of this, he's really easy to beat. Just get a whole bunch of magic-dealing pets, and boom. Taken care of.
Yep, he explodes in tears of sadness and thumbs up.
Hasta la vista, birdie. You're not laughing nearly as much as I was hoping you would. So,
Ben, I was hiding all the laughs on the inside. I just can't believe you sometimes.
Well, you know, it's the thing. I just,
oh,
I don't know.
Gosh.
I see something.
No. It's yeah, you do. You really do. No hesitation whatsoever. And that's part of what makes it so cool.
Oh, well, thank you. I know, I make myself sound like a total idiot the whole time, but it's cool. I do it for the show because I love it.
We both love the show. It's our show.
It's our show.
It's our show. Okay, so if you remember way, way, way back in episode
66.
Sure, 66, Ben discussed him leveling pets up from level 1. Well, that was supposed to be a 2-part episode with and then Blizzard actually gave us some news, and so we had to jump on that, and then the patch, and we had to jump on that. So now, here we are, episode 68, and we're going to discuss me leveling up.
Yay! I like to hear about this.
Yeah, well, I didn't do anything special, really. I kind of did it, like, I don't know, like, I was the total noob. I went to Ogrimmar with some level 1 pets, and then started wandering the world as a Pandaren.
Well, they
and
do
so,
that, you know.
Yes, they do. So I beat up some pets inside Ogrimmar, and then I went out to Durotar, and then went to the Barrens, and then the other part of the Barrens, and basically did all that. I mostly focused on one pet, though I had 3 pets tagged in my team.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd give myself a little bit of break because I didn't use any of the bosses or anything, right? Because we're going to go at this pure, I have no idea what's going on, and I'm going to ignore the quest because it's the thing to do.
Okay.
The quest line that they put in there. Yes, that's quotes you heard me doing because it pretty much leaves you hanging a lot. So yeah, I just went around, I leveled the one pet up as much as I could, and then before I'm even really to Outlands, I'm like, yay, I'm at Cap.
Huzzah.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. So then wow. I went to Pandaria. And, I mean, like, the first pet took me, like, 4 hours or so. And again, this is no buffs, no magic hat, no nothing. Nothing for you, pet. You have to suffer as your ancestors have never suffered. And, yeah, no, it was boring, I will admit. Okay, guys, this is repetitive. And it's boring, and that's why we keep looking for shortcuts, and, you know, you want your first level 25 so you can power level, and thank goodness Blizzard gives you that first level 25 yep. Now. In your garrison, when you hit level 3, you get a little quest to go grab a rock. And that is the magic rock that will turn your pet mm-hmm. into level 25. So, yeah, and I kind of cheesed it a bit. I did a mechanical first.
Hey, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, because those things
nope.
are a powerhouse at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if you're going out to Durotar where there's a lot of beasts. I mean, yes. you just destroy.
Exactly. And that was my goal, is just, okay, well, I'm not going to use my magic hat, which gives me a boost, and I'm not going to use my cool little level rocks that I have piled up in my pocket, and I'm not going to use anything helpful like a sausage. So, yeah. I let myself have a break by doing the first one as a robotic, Dr. Robotnik. And then I just ran around in my favorite place in Pandaria and powered the other two. It takes like 12 fights after that to get one to 25.
And where is that favorite place in Pandaria?
It is a place that has escaped my mind, which is why I simply called it my favorite place. It's Valley of the Four Winds along the stream. The lake.
Yep, I know. You actually told me about that probably a year and a half ago. Said, hey, just do this. So I did. And you know what? You're right. It is great. You usually come up across aquatic, so you can pop your pets in and out, then bring out your real heavy hitter there, and then that's it.
Yeah, the first move is typically on a turtle, it's shell, and then on the ferrets or whatever they are, it's something along the lines of shell. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're even taking a hit at all. And that's without your hat, man. The first ding, they like go up to 5 or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then at that point, they can take a hit if for some reason they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so it's no big deal to me. I even made it so I wasn't allowed to use my bandages or my off-timer heal. So I had to fly back to towns and stuff. I allowed myself flying, dang it.
Well, you know, that's not too bad, considering Half Hill is, like, right there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about out in the world in the low-level
zones.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you really went old school on that.
Yes, I did. Like I said, about 6 hours to get my first pet like that. But it's actually the way, even though it's boring and it takes forever, it seems, when you're doing it, it's actually my preferred way of doing it, because you see a lot of the areas, you see how the various pets actually fit into their areas, though I still think there's too many squirrels and snakes and rats, and you get to see more, you know, the world from the ground, which is something we kind of miss a lot, which is why I don't want flying, but now that I have to have flying, so... Yeah, dude, I was cool with no flying this expansion, so...
Well, I was perfectly fine with it until I had nothing else to do and I wanted to explore, but because I'm a mage, if I want to go explore, I have to fight through 20 mobs and then I'll die.
Yeah, I know. And the only reason I would ever want flying for Draenor is archaeology.
Yes, exactly.
Whoever thought it'd be really great for half of the node to be on the ground and then the other half way up on this cliff over here that you have to go around and around and around for. Well, that wasn't very
exactly nice.
That wasn't very nice, Blizzard.
Yeah, but so going back to the actual pet battling and leveling and everything like that, I would say one of the best reasons, especially if you're just starting out, to level like Aludra did, to go to the different zones and everything, is that you can capture pets the entire time you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I traded up a lot of pets. Even in Durotar, I was trading up pets. It's like surprising when you're first going through. I know there are a lot of people who only collect blues or whatever, but honestly, when you have your Draenor thing, your Draenor pet area going, it kind of doesn't matter as much because you can always get a stone really easily.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But
yeah, so a lot of people just started grabbing whatever, which is great, don't get me wrong. But
I did.
Sometimes it's nice to just trade them up and then not worry about it. And you can get extra points towards your level X amount of pets to 25 and level X amount of pets to 10 by grabbing it at level 9, then dinging it, and then letting it go.
Exactly. I mean, if you remember when we started the show, I had 3 max level pets because of the different stones. And, you know, I did do some leveling and everything as well, but it's mostly because of the stones. I'm at 51 pets at max level.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's rocks there, baby.
Yeah. And in fact, because of the rocks and everything as well, I have 331 rare pets. Well, blue pets, I should say, because, you know, rare, whatever you want to call it. But I have to agree with you, especially after, like I said, in when I did my little dealy level Bob, it just wasn't fun. So go around the world, folks. Have fun, explore, see what's going on, and you can build your very own team of awesome pets.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I focused on the one, and what I do when you're focusing just on the one is you make sure that no matter what, that pet lives. And when I out-leveled my two satellite pets that I had chosen, I just started grabbing pets in the zone, which were comparable level. Mm-hmm. And then they would be the filler beat-em-ups until that guy, and that guy OP'd the zone, and then you just move on to the next zone. So, yeah.
Yep, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and don't be afraid of, you know, taking on... I found that at lower pet battle levels, something being three levels above you, not that big a deal.
No, not at all, which is actually surprising.
Yeah, not even at, like, level 20 versus level 23s, 25s. It's still kind of like, we can do this.
Oh,
you just got to not mind pets passing out, which is why I was flying so much back and forth to town.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's one of the things that I had an issue with when I was leveling as well, is the guide that I used, you know, it had you using, like, level 5s against level 16s, which it's doable if you have the right type
that's,
and everything.
That's really hard, though.
It is, but when you succeed, you're like, oh my god, I can't
walk! Yeah, no, I just go into the zone, and I'd be at, like, the wrong part of the zone. Kid, you're in a bad neighborhood for pet battling. And I go, okay, well, my team's a scrappy group of underdogs, so let's see how it goes.
Oh my gosh, I think I just got one of the names for one of my, green or purple Frostwolf pups.
Scrappy underdog.
Just under.
Under the dog. That's cute.
Yeah, I might have to do that for my green one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, go out, explore the world, have fun, folks.
Yep, basically, follow a guide, don't follow a guide. It will take you a few hours, but it won't take days or weeks to get your pet up. Now, if you don't have time to sit down for 4 or so hours like we did, then there's no shame in breaking it up.
Mm-hmm. Or there's no shame in getting your level 25 stone, putting it on one of your pets that you already have, and then buying more from the auction house.
Yep. Going to the Valley of the Four Winds over by that area with the stream and beating on some turtles and ferrets for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever gets you into the game, no matter how fun you are having playing it, I honestly, I thought this would be way harder.
Yeah, me too.
I was expecting this big onerous task that, like, took 60 years and was like, oh my god, everybody starting out is so in a bad way, and how are we going to help our friends who are just... It's tough, I'll admit, but it's not that tough, which is nice.
I mean, you know, if you look at it, most of the game is grindy in some form. This is just a different type, and you get cute little animals with you.
Mm-hmm. No, but seriously, I thought this was going to be, like, crazy, stupid, hard, you know?
I did, too. That's one of the reasons why I got the guide. And that sucked.
Man, did we build this up to be something that it wasn't, huh?
Yeah, we really did. But you know what? There are still people out there who are kind of frightened of doing it.
Yeah, and to them, I say jump in. Because the worst that can happen is that you get your first level to 25 by force, you know, by doing it the long way. And you're like, oh, this isn't for me. But as long as you give it a good shake... Yeah. Decent shot. I have no problem with that.
Team building.
So, it's time for team building, where we take two random words and try to make a team out of it. Why? Because we're weird.
And it's fun.
It is fun. It's crazy fun. It's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Me too.
But mostly it's because we're weird.
Well, yeah, there is that. Definitely. Definitely that. So, Aludra, this episode, we had something that I thought was going to be super simple, but I think it took both of us a little bit longer than we thought to come up with the perfect team.
Yeah, I know. Most of the time, it's like, I kind of blank on it for a while, and then it's like, boom, perfect team, mm-hmm. in my head, ready to go for silly stories and narratives. This time, it's like, what am I even going to use for our team words? Scattered sunbeam.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it's not as ominous as all that, really. But it is what we had to work with. So, yes.
So what did you end up with?
I started off with my singing sunflower.
Aww.
Because she sings and about zombies, and then sunlight pours down, and that is cute, and it's adorable, And it's a sunbeam that pours down, so I like it. The next is the Marsh Fiddler, because this creeps me out just a little bit, but it goes along with my narrative perfectly. The Marsh Fiddler has an ability where it rains, but if you listen, and it heals while it's doing this, my bad. So it rains and it heals while all this is going on. It hums the same song as the singing sunflower.
Hmm.
Which kind of creeps me out. I'm not even going to lie. I don't have grasshoppers out because, one, they're grasshoppers, and, two, they tend to hum the same song, which is just kind of, what? So anyways, we take the singing sunflower and the marsh fiddler, which are related because they clearly went to the same music school.
Oh, yeah.
We got sunlight and water, and what grows up? A sun sproutling!
Aww.
It does not sing the same song, for it is too young to have an education on par with the other two. But when you mix sunlight and rain, you get a happy little plant that grows. And singing has been proven to help plants grow.
That is true. That is very, very true.
Mm-hmm. I did not hit sun and then figure out what I could rationalize best for that last pet.
I bet. I bet you didn't, because, you know, you wouldn't do something like that.
Nope. Never.
So here's the funny thing. Mine starts off with the sun sproutling. Which, I don't know if it's the same one that just finished growing up with you or not, but, the reason being is because, you know, they're little plant creatures and they run around and they like to hang out in the sun and everything.
Yeah,
but,
and they look like sun.
Mm-hmm. But you know what happens when, you know, an enemy pops by? They kind of scatter and then group up and kill you. But what happens if something were to block out the sun, like, say, a twilight fiendling? The sun is gone. It's been scattered. It's poof, you know, gone. So you know what's left over? Plants that grow in the dark, which would be the sporling sprout. That's right, folks. The twilight fiendling came in, took the sun away, and all those cute little sun sproutlings turned into sporling sprouts, which are also cute. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Next episode, we have the wonderful combination of idiotic flying.
Yes, which this is going to be so much fun. I mean, seriously, so much fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. I already have one or two ideas, and I just like that it's idiotic flying.
I do, too, because it's fun. It's kind of zany. It's kind of out there. It's kind of something, you know, scattered sunbeam is great. Don't get me wrong. And hey, guys. Who won? Who won Scattered Sunbeam? Me or Ben? Let us know and send us your own idiotic flying or Scattered Sunbeam, as we want to see how far off base we are.
Exactly. And the best way that you can do that is by sending us an email and letting us know with your letter.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of letters, we got one.
Hey, Aludra.
Yes, Ben.
Look what I got. It's a letter.
All right, this letter opens with, I love hearing the Battle Pets bumper, so here's a letter.
Thank you. I love hearing it, too.
Me, too. And then they go on to say, oh, you won an actual letter. Well, it helps, because we can't just play the bumper.
No.
So, our listener just got Graves at last, like me. So, high five to you, listener. And so they're working on pet leveling spreadsheets. Ooh, spreadsheets.
Yep, it's like Eve, but pet battling.
That sounds like work, and I don't like my pet battles to be work.
Hey, illiterate to each their own.
Exactly, which is why pet battling is so great. It's seriously so much gameplay, so many wild variations.
Mm-hmm.
So many wild adventures for me and Ben to have stalking the underbrush. Searching for that. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be reading this letter. Okay. So far, if you want the player to get XP too, the pets have to be around the same level as the pets you are beating up. Makes sense. It literally says makes sense next.
Which is great, because we weren't entirely sure on exactly how the questing or the leveling experience for you translates over. So totally makes sense. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. We're cool.
Yeah, just go to Deep Home, beat up some spiders, because, I mean, hey, there are rocks there. All right, so also, the bank alt has gone from 9 to 15. I'm the research, so Alexander, our great letter writer, has put their money where their mouth is and proven this for us. And we hope that your bank alt does get nicer clothes. Let us know if you want some sort of ember silk gown or something, and we'll see if we can't work that out.
Yeah, I believe we're both tailors.
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
Because tailoring is difficult, and we didn't like ourselves.
Yes. But, Alessandra, thank you very much for your letter. We really appreciate it. And
we
I'm very happy to hear that you got Graves, because I know that's your goal for playing heroes up to 20 was actually something you're a little worried about. So I'm glad you got there, and I hope you liked the game.
Yeah, I actually forgot Graves was a gift at 20. Oops, my bad. But I got a cool pet, and it's still in my bag, too, because I kind of don't want to delete it. But I can't get another Graves, so I kind of have to delete it. But I don't want to.
Mine's level 25, and he's cute.
Cute. How's he play?
I actually haven't really used him for that. No, I need to go around and play around with my undead teams, because it's funny. I'm using the Crawling Claw, the Unborn Valkyr, and then also the Frostwolf Ghost Pup, because I'm actually... I'm really happy with the Frostwolf Ghost Pup because, you know, I'd like to use the cute pets that are dogs, and that kind of narrows it down. So use him. Of course, the Valkyrie is great. And I got to use the Crawling Claw because, you know what, I'm making that thing work.
Yeah, because you need to.
Yes, definitely. But if you want to contact us like Alessandra did, or you want to send us, like Ludra said, the team building, or just anything else, anything that's on your mind, you can go ahead and send that. Yes, you can send points as well. But you can actually reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes and Stitcher too.
You can also listen to us on other shows. No, wait, wrong line. You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at AllTheMage, and I am at Aludra_AIE. And of course, the show is at BattlePetsShow.
Yep, you can listen to us on other shows. Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
And Ben can be found on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
But even more so, we are both on Realm Maintenance. Not always, unfortunately. Exactly. But episode 152, it released this week. You can hear Ro talking to us about pet battles and a bunch of other stuff, and hear who gets some points.
Yes, because there was a mini contest on there, and it was really fun. Our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. It should be Ben and Coltrane. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and is copywritten to us as well.
Thanks for listening. I said it with you that time.
Yeah, you did.
Bye, everybody.